We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Gary Hines of the Sounds of Blackness. Gary, how are you?
I am cooling the gang by the grace of God, my brother. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. First of all, today we've all got the tragic news of Prince Roger Nelson. How has that affected you, Gary?
Well, we're devastated here in Minneapolis, as you can imagine, my brother. And, you know, the thing with, since you asked specifically about me, you know, I've been blessed to know Prince since the 70s, man, before the international fame. Many times Prince and the Sounds of Blackness would perform on many of the same events here in the Minneapolis area, the annual Miss Black Minnesota pageant or the annual Urban League dinner, the annual Miss Black Music Awards program. So we were very familiar with each other. And even before then, we went to the same junior high school and the same high school. And here's something for your listeners. Prince was a basketball star on the varsity at Minneapolis Central, my high school.
What?
Yeah, even not being the tallest, brother, he could really hoop, you know. So it was always music and sports for him. But, yeah, so fond memories like that, man. But to answer your question, we're devastated.
The Sounds of Blackness.
Yes.
You guys came on in a very big way. We go back to 1971.
Yes, sir.
How did all of that come about, the Sounds of Blackness? How did that happen?
Well, certainly by the grace of God and that of my alma mater, McAllister College here in the Twin Cities. In 1969, there was a group of black students at McAllister College, and they put together a group called the McAllister Black Voices. And when I came to their to the college a little bit later, they asked me on as director. And the vision really that God gave me with that group was to continue the tradition of people like Duke Ellington and Quincy Jones. Now, when we hear those names, we think of jazz, and we should. But Duke and Quincy also did spirituals, they did gospel, they did the music of the culture. And so that's really the unique ministry of Sounds of Blackness, to bring the music of our experience to people of all backgrounds with messages of inspiration. And so that's the meaning and origin of the name Sounds of Blackness. A lot of times people ask. But we began at my alma mater, McAllister College, here in the Twin Cities.
Who are some of the folk that the Sounds of Blackness have appeared on their music, on their albums?
Oh, we've been blessed with so many, my brother. Obviously, our dear brother Prince, who called us in. We were blessed to do many recordings and live performances with him. And one of the most prominent ones was the soundtrack for the film Batman with Jack Nicholson that he did. And so with Prince, but also Stevie Wonder and obviously Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Janet and Michael Jackson and many others, Sting, Elton John, just been blessed in so many ways. And all of that, you know, was an offshoot of this Minneapolis music family, you know, Prince, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis.
Most recently, now the Sounds of Blackness, not only do you record, but you are politically active, am I right?
Oh, always, sir, yes. Very much so.
What are some of the recent things that you've done?
Well, and I'm glad you asked that question, my brother, especially for the benefit of all your wonderful listeners. In recent years, we've always been a part of the movement, you know, the movement for freedom, justice, equality for our people. For people of color, and we say it through our music, you know, in the legacy of the years that have preceded us. But in more recent years, we have been behind causes in the struggle against domestic violence. We've worked with the Institute for Domestic Violence in the African American Community, a national organization, and written and recorded four songs for them that are not just songs about feeling better, but they actually utilize the songs in their training of survivors of domestic violence and even former perpetrators. And then, of course, more recently, just several months ago, we released a single, Black Lives Matter, as a theme song for the Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, we dedicated and directed that to the national office and Sister Aliza Garza. And now we are in a collaboration with High School for Recording Arts, HSRA, here in the Twin Cities. And this is a movement. Our current single is called Royalty, and the theme and chorus says, "We got a message from above. You ain't no thug, you're royalty. We want our youth to know that they are not the descendants of slaves, they are descendants of kings and queens from the glorious kingdoms of Africa that we're not taught about in school and sometimes not even taught about in church. But we know that if they know that, that can change behavior."
Speaking of the song Royalty, what an outstanding song. You guys have always been so socially conscious. That song, Royalty, would you say everyone should be able to hear that song? That song should be played in schools. It should be played everywhere. Such a vital message. What do you think about that song, Royalty?
Oh, thank you so much, my brother. That's exactly how we feel about royalty. In fact, one of the bylines we say about it is that royalty, more than just a song, it's a movement. We want to turn temporary emotion into permanent motion. And so royalty is about a movement really to affect change in the behavior of our youth, in their own image, and of the image of that others have of them and the perception that people have. Because so many times the phrases and terms that are applied, especially to our youth, are inherently negative, whether it's underachiever or inner city or at risk or thug or gangster. But we want to let them know what they've never been told, and that they are royalty.
We're talking to Gary Hines of the Sounds of Blackness. Gary, let's go back a little bit. Tell us about the hit song, Optimistic.
You know, I'm so glad you asked about that, my brother, because Optimistic was the last song, the final song that we recorded on our debut album with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And I'll never forget, they called me into their office, and I was blessed to be a staff producer with them at Flight Time Productions. And they said, "Doc," and that's their nickname for me, they said, "Doc, we think we got a great record here, but we need one more song that's just universal, that will uplift people and all of that." And the word optimistic keeps coming to mind. So we sat down in Jimmy and Terry's offices worked on lyrics, and they had put together a great track, and we worked on vocal arrangement. We called the group in, and from the time we recorded it here in Minneapolis out at Flight Time Studios, we knew that this was just something really special, just really a gift from God.
The song, I Believe.
I Believe, you know, I Believe is a statement of faith, you know, and Scripture tells us, as you know, that without faith it's impossible to please God. And I Believe, we wanted, you know, the OJs, my brother, had songs with messages, serious messages, but in a fun package. People all over the world join hands, start a love train. And so I Believe we wanted to do that. We wanted to have a serious message. I believe in the power, and I never, ever doubt, but in a fun and movable package. And that was the idea with I Believe.
Hold on.
You know, Hold On, Change Is Coming is also a statement of faith, you know, because the song says, yesterday a man stepped to me and said, "How can you smile when your world is crumbling down?" And we tell him, hold on, change is coming, so that even when it looks bleak, and to all your listeners right now, no matter what you're going through, you keep the faith and hold on, hang tough and hang in there. God's got your back, and that's the spirit of hold on, change is coming.
How about everything's going to be all right?
Yes, sir. The inspirational superhighway, the ministry that Sounds of Blackness has been given, and a ministry of reconciliation. Everything's going to be all right. There's going to be a little pain sometimes. So when we sing these songs, we acknowledge the reality of what people are going through. Sometimes when people do inspirational songs, they just kind of focus on, you know, the end. But we take you, you know, we want to let you know, we keep it real. We keep it 100, as they say. So that's why that song talks about, you know, the pain and the difficulty that we know people are going through. But in spite of that, that if you hold on and keep the faith, everything will be all right.
You won 3 Grammys, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir.
What kind of feeling does that give one, knowing that your peers appreciate you? Not only do your fans appreciate you, but your peers appreciate what you've done.
You know, it's really very overwhelming, my brother. On behalf of Sounds of Blackness, I know I can say that just very overwhelming and very humbling at the same time. To, like you say, get that endorsement and support, from your musical peers. I remember, when we were blessed to win the first one from the Optimistic CD, that it was just such a blessing. Not only the award in and of itself, but as your question implies, everything that really that came with it, the endorsement of everything that we were trying to do, that God had given us to do, that people were saying, okay, yep, we get it and we receive it, and mission accomplished. So we're just thankful to God for all of it.
Ann Nesby.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about her.
Ann Nesby, my sister from way back, and I'll elaborate on that in just a second. But first, I would be remiss if I didn't say she would definitely, and I was just on social media with her a little bit ago. She sent a tweet in her garden. But I would be remiss. She would want me to send love to you and to all your listeners from Ann Nesby, our sister.
Thank you.
She's been blessed with a very successful solo career, and we still occasionally collaborate, but she would be the first to tell you we have a saying in Sounds of Blackness, once a sound, always a sound. And our families met back in the late 60s, way before any of the recordings and all that kind of thing. Our churches were sister churches, my church in Minneapolis and hers in Joliet and then Rockford, Illinois. And we would go back and visit each church alternating summers. And so long history with Ann. And she finally, in the very late 80s, almost 90, relocated to Minneapolis and, of course, joined the Sounds of Blackness. And as they say, the rest is history.
Who is Gary Hines? How would you describe him?
Well, Gary Hines is first and foremost a child of the King. And he is a musician at heart, and his heart wants to always reach other people's hearts. So I believe what comes from the heart reaches the heart. He's originally a drummer. He's a native of Yonkers, New York, a very proud native of Yonkers, although Minneapolis here, where I'm speaking to you from, has been home for many years. His dad's side of the family is from North Carolina. His mom's side of the family is from Kingston, Jamaica. And they met and married in New York and made me and my brothers and sisters. And so a proud native New Yorker now, Minneapolitan, who's a native drummer, but first and foremost, a child of the King.
Gary Hines is our guest, Gary Hines of the Sounds of Blackness. Gary, let's get royalty into the hands of some folks. How can they get their hands on it, and how can they get in touch with you social media-wise?
Oh, thank you. Great questions, my brother. I really appreciate you so much. For all of our wonderful, and we don't say fans in Sounds of Blackness, we call you extended family. Please go to iTunes to pick up your copy of Royalty as a single. iTunes, Spotify, take your pick. And please check out the Royalty video featuring HSRA, High School of Recording Arts. You can see it on YouTube. Just look up Royalty Sounds of Blackness. And social media, please get and stay in touch with us, and we'll do the same. Our website is www.soundsofblackness.org. And our Twitter is Sounds Blackness, just without the of. We've got Instagram, and then, of course, our fan book on Facebook, and then also on LinkedIn. So all of the above are options.
Again, our guest, Gary Hines. Finally, Gary, we lost a true, true pioneer,
yes,
a great artist,
yes,
in Prince today. Our final, yes, question, how has Prince not only impact his impact on Minneapolis, that sound, but the world?
Well, Prince, his music, his spirit, embodied the music of our culture. He was, you know, in the same spirit of Sounds of Blackness. In his music, you would hear blues and gospel and funk and R&B and reggae and ragtime and more, but always with messages of life experience that the whole world could relate to. And so he is at the epicenter of the Minneapolis family of music, you know, Prince, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Flight Time, The Time, Alexander O'Neill, Mint Condition, Sounds of Blackness, so many. And so we pay homage to him as a genius musician and a businessman who stood for independence and supported, came to Sounds of Blackness shows all the time, a great supporter and friend, but most of all, like I say, a friend and brother who we already are missing dearly.
Our guest, Gary Hines. Gary, thanks for this great talk, and thanks for all that the Sounds of Blackness have done throughout the years and continue to do, and we're so grateful to have the opportunity to talk to you, and much success to you in the future.
Thank you so much, my brother. You know, we can make all the music we want, but the scripture says, how will they hear without a preacher? And for music, it's like, how will they hear without a DJ and without a radio station? So thank you, and again, all your listeners, for all of your support of Sounds of Blackness over these years. We hope you love royalty, and we hope you'll get in touch with us. But again, my brother, God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Our guest, Gary Hines of the Sounds of Blackness, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Thanks again, Gary.
God bless. Thank you.